15, this is Houston. Your spin-up is looking very good to us. And when you have a couple of minutes to listen, we have a brief status report to send up to you.
Okay, go ahead, Houston. We're standing by.
Okay, in regards to your range rate tape meter, that is normally sealed in a helium atmosphere at 15 psi, and with that outer glass broken, this seal is broken, and the meter is now operating in 0 to 5 psi in an oxygen environment. We don't know that this has any effect on it, but Grumman is doing tests to show whether or not it's okay. Concerning the SPS, go ahead.
Nothing, just going to say it'd be interesting to hear what they find out.
Roger, we'll let you know. Concerning the SPS, we're still reviewing the LOI procedures that we'll use, but it's probable that we'll want to start automatically on bank B and bring on A 5 seconds later using the circuit breaker, and then turning it off at 6 minutes and finishing up the burn on bank B. It's probable that the other burns, except for TEI, will be done on bank B only. Any comments on that?
No, that's just about what we were thinking too, Carl.
Okay. In the LEM, the batteries and the SHE look in perfect shape. And concerning the lighting circuit breaker problem, we're still getting in the data in down here, and we'll review the situation with you tomorrow. We see no problem with the high gain antenna. And other than your crew status report and your onboard readouts, that just about wraps up the evening. We'd still like to have your PRD readouts. And I guess we have a battery charge in progress that will need to be cut off.
Okay, Carl, we'll finish up the rest of the items here and bring you up to date on all the readouts. And sorry about the PRD, but just getting the suits, and the suits are stuck in the LCA bag, and that's a fair job, and we'll sort of use that as part of the tonight.
Okay, no problem on that. And I have a I have the update to the LIM contingency checklist, and if you want to take it this evening, I can give it to you. Otherwise, it can be put off till tomorrow. This is Houston. I heard you trying to come through, but we were noisy just then. Hold off just a minute.
Hi, Houston 15.
Reading you better now. Go ahead. This is Houston. This is Houston. I'm reading you loud and clear. 15, this is Houston. How do you read?
About clear.
Roger, did I understand that you were ready for the LIM flight plan contingency checklist update?
Yes, I am, Tom.
Roger, on page 1-1, down under power transfer and RCS heater activation.
Go ahead.
At the end of step 2, add the following line. Circuit breaker 16. Stabilization slash control. ASA close.
Okay, I copy that.
Roger, on page 1-7. Under AGS activation. Okay.
Standing by.
Add before step 1, verify ASA circuit breaker has been closed for 10 minutes. The next one is page 2-5. And on that circuit breaker configuration, in the second row down, put a black dot under the ASA circuit breaker.
Okay, I understand.
And on page 2-13, under AGS activation and self-test, add before step 1, verify ASA circuit breaker has been closed for 10 minutes.
Okay, I copied all that.
Very good. That's all of the update.